Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today, of course, is the time that we talk about the word, the challenge of the day. And the challenge that we're going to have today, you know, and I'm sure you've been thinking about wonderful things since last we talked. On Monday, we had a challenge about, you know, thinking on good things, good reports. Even though all these things happen and things are happening in society that are sad in our hearts, that we can just trust God that he's going to work everything for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So this morning, the challenge this morning for today is for us to be able to put our hope in God, our trust in him, to be able to fear the Lord and put our, as a matter of fact, I'm going to look at, if you're looking, I want to read from Psalms 33:17 through 19. He says, a horse is a vain hope for deliverance. You know, you think about, he's talking about one horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today we actually, you know, back, you know, the days of, you know, horse and carriages and just the riding a horse for transportation, that one horse was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And if you really wanted to do some serious work, you'd take two horses and you would tie them together. You know, but if you really wanted to do business, you would take a whole line of horses and tie them together like sled dogs, and mm-hmm. you would just take off.
Right.
Well, he's talking about one horsepower. Because if you had two horses pulling your carriage, what would that be? Two horsepower. And if you had three horses pulling your carriage, you would have a three horsepower carriage, which is like a lawnmower for us today, right?
Yeah.
Or one and a half horse.
I think mine's five horse.
Oh, well, of course. Of course.
No, I don't know what it is, actually.
You know, touch the spark plug. I think it lets you know what it is.
All right.
So listen. So the average car, the motor in the car, has how much horsepower in it?
The average? Maybe 200.
Think about that. That's like 200 horses pulling you down the interstate. Is that huge?
Yeah.
That's just huge. 200 horses in front of your, you know, for your, you know, your Mercedes, but me and my Volkswagen. I'm joking. And so think about it. So, that's amazing accomplishment, 200 horsepower. Mm-hmm. I know some of you out there got 300 and, you know, what's under your hood? I don't know. Let's take a look and find out. That's,
yeah,
that's
right.
Me.
I think it's an engine.
What is that? Oh, my goodness. That's the battery. No. But, you know, to every motor, there's a positive thing to it and there's a negative thing to it. It's both sides of the battery. Anyway, so he says a horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Well, think about it. 200 horses. We have 200. What he's saying is, you know, we can build all the things up on our natural strength. We can rely on our money and our finances and our nation and our military and our wisdom and our intelligence. You know, a good thing that we don't have to worry about that field, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things, you know, you don't have to worry about. And so then he says you can't. He says it's a vain hope, which means you're not going to get delivered because you're so smart. As a matter of fact, dealing with God, there's nothing more interesting than to watch somebody that's so smart try to figure him out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you really? Think about this. Are you really trying to figure out the creator of the universe that not only created you in your finite mind? I know you don't understand that. And you can't even figure out calculus. I mean, you have a tutor at your college or your school trying to figure out calculus, you know, and you can't even balance your checkbook. You know, you can't live in a budget. And all of a sudden, you're trying to figure God out. This is God. He's way outside of us. He is awesome. There's none like him. He created everything you see and he holds everything you see together. I mean, he's just, you know, he's God. And so what we do is silly is that for us to depend on our own strength, you know? And when we start depending on our own strength, you'll notice God will start removing those things that you're depending on. You can see a few of those things happening in America right now, right? It's like, oh, please, we're going to lose our horses. Let's don't do that. Just don't depend on your horse, but keep your horse. So he says in verse 17, he says, a horse is a vain hope of deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. Are on those who fear him and on those whose hope, who hopes in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and to keep them from famine. Think about that. Think about that. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. And it's not the kind of fear like I'm scared of God, but you know, you can have a reverential fear of God, and this is how you know, if you want to be able to try to live the life that you desire to live, you know, close to God and not be in a worldly mindset and that, just understand the consequences of a holy God when you're making those decisions. And when you do, you're thinking about that, then you say, well, I'm not going to make this decision because, first of all, I love him and I don't want to hurt him. And if I do, he'll forgive me. I know that. But the fact of that is, too, he loves me so much, he'll discipline me. You know what I'm saying? He'll allow things to consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. And I remember going through some real tough times, and somebody asked me, how are you doing? I said, I never felt more like a son in all my life. You know, and, you know, so God wouldn't treat his sons that way. Well, you know, Jesus is his son. You know, obviously he wasn't suffering discipline. He was suffering our discipline. You know what we did. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, but the eyes of the Lord on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love. You know, the enemy just so tries to destroy our thought life in the context of that God loves you. God, I mean, he's just in love with you. Isn't that amazing? It's a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Big shocker.
He's in love with you. God loves you and has got a plan for your life. You know, think about it. And so, and you got to trust in his love. Well, how can you trust in the love that the enemy tries to take that perception from you that it doesn't exist? And the thing about it is you got to say, no, it actually exists. Hope actually exists. The Lord is my hope. And so that's what exactly today I want to encourage you that, you know, fear the Lord, understand that he loves you and that, you know, he's a holy God, you know, and those that want to see him, you know, have to live that kind of life separate from the world. But understand this, that he will empower you to do that. But also understand this, that you can trust in his unfailing love. Think about it. Everything I've ever known in regards to creation, at some point it fails. I mean, no matter how big the government, not how big the ministry, I mean, it all ends at some point, you know. I mean, we only last for a short period of time. Life's but a vapor, right? Yeah. And so, but God never does, and his love never fails. And so we can trust in his unfailing love. And if we'll do these two things, and this is my challenge to you, you know, today is to begin to meditate on the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and the love God has for you. And just begin to ask. It's okay to just say, you know, Lord, I don't get it. You know, I need help. You know, I would love to be able to figure out, give me a revelation of your love for me. You know, take my heart, the reins of my heart, and direct it into the vast ocean of your love. That love would reveal your love in such a way to me, about me, that you love me, that would overflow in my love back to you and to others. And just ask them. Ask God to be able to show you that and trust in that love. Trust in the, understand if you fear the Lord, his eyes on you. If you don't fear the Lord, you better thank God his eyes not on you.
I know that's right.
You know, to Moses, he's like, okay, I'm going to leave and I'm going to send an angel here to watch over you guys in the wilderness because if I hang around here,
you're dead.
Right? Moses, we'll start over again. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it just, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving us a moment to get our act together, and you're so merciful. And just trust and focus on the fear of the Lord and his unfailing love today. You know, Lord, I want to have a fear of the Lord. Strike my heart with the lightning that from your throne room that strikes my heart with the fear of the Lord, that I would have no issues, and I would totally understand that it's healthy to have a reverential fear and awe of you. At the same time, your awesomeness, your heart's filled with love for me. I'm going to say, wow, what a dynamic. So my challenge today is to focus on the fear of the Lord and his unfailing love. The fear of the Lord and his unfailing love. That's Psalms 33:17-19. I'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.